Okay, as I mentioned, as anyone who's interested in coming Shabbos told us should speak to Zalmi. And needless to say, everyone is invited to come to the actual Chasana. Everyone is invited to come, certainly to the Shmorg and the Chuppah and the first dance. Everyone's invited please God, November 15th, Eden Palace in Williamsburg. And okay, so Bishar Tova. We actually did not finish the packets from the last time, packet 8, Akirav Zriya. So we had a whole discussion about what's the story if you have a you hasten the process of a malacha. Right, you had the atzitz that was on top of the yisedos. The atzitz was on top of the yisedos, and then and you put it on the ground. So when it was on top of the yisedos, it was getting certain level of yanika. If it's on the ground, it's more yanika. And we said that that's in many Rishonim say that's only drabanim, right? Hagol Sotri, Rashi Tos say only drabanim. So then we were bothered, why is it only drabanim? Because hastening the process is only drabanim. Ah, but by Bishul we say hastening the process is daraisa. So either the guys fellows want to suggest that maybe Magus is not Alt Scroovy Bishul, or the Sefer Machzeh Avraham Then we saw the Eglei Tal said the pshat that there's a chiluk between Zriya and Afia. That Afia has to get to the finished product. So if you hasten getting to the finished product, you chayiv. But Zriya is chayiv right away. So if Zriya is chayiv right away, so there's no added iser with hastening it. That was in the Eglei Tal, correct? That was on page 7. Nearly l'chalik b'nei hefei sheifer melechaz bishul mechazriya. The bishul lein achiyav nigmar ad sheis basel. Right? Aval zarei achiyu v'teik to v'shal zriya. Okay, the magis v'shal 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 And he has a whole long tshuva here. About this topic. Okay, what was I really what I'd like to begin now is the next packet. Today's packet. We'll get back to certain things in that tshuva. Okay, let's take a look at our Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. It says, "Amar Kana Zomer v'tzarich le'etzim chayiv shtayim." If you zomer v'tzarich le'etzim, you chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer, achas mishum noteir. So what did he do? He's pruning the tree. Not only he's pruning the tree, but he also needs the wood of the tree. So he needs both. He's pruning the tree and he needs the wood of the tree. So he's helping the tree grow, because when you prune, you get rid of the bad branches, so that helps it grow for the future. And since he needs the wood that he's chopping off the tree, he's also chayev mishum kotzer. So he's chayev mishum noteya, and he's chayev mishum kotzer. Okay, kotzer, we're going to have separate shiurim on kotzer. Now let me ask you a question. Okay, this is the question I want to ask you. When he's chayiv mishum zorea, when you prune a tree, the prune the branches of the tree, you chayiv mishum zorea. So what is the chiyuv? Because you're helping it grow. How are you helping it grow when you prune the tree? What?
Starting to grow.
How? Okay, whatever. However that works. Fine. Now let me ask you a question. When you're chayev mishum zoreya by pruning, is that only if you have kavana to help it grow? Say I'm just chopping off the branches of the tree because I need to make a fire. I don't care about to help the tree. Is it an automatic chayev? In other words, the Gemara says you chayev shtayim. Achas mishum zoreya, achas mishum noteya, achas mishum kotzer. Is the chiyuv mishum noteya an automatic chiyuv, or only if you have kavana to do so? That's my question. In other words, is it automatic that you chayiv, or only because you have kavana? Say you just chopping off the branches of the tree because you want to make a fire, to make a bonfire. But you have no intent for the growth of the tree. Do we say it's an automatic chiyuv that you chayiv mishum noteya because you're helping the tree grow, or only if you have kavana? That is my question to you. Kirsch? What are you saying? You need kavana.
It says that you're tzarach leitzim. That you need the tree.
Tzarach leitzim means you need the eitzim because, so therefore you chayiv mishum kotzer.
Right, but you're also chayiv the other one.
But is that only because you have kavana for the tree to grow, or even if you don't have kavana for the tree to grow?
I think it's only even if you need kavana for it.
And without kavana?
You're only chayiv for that you intended to grow.
So he says only if you have kavana. So you're telling me, if you just cut trees off, branches off a tree because you want to make fire. You only chayiv one. In other words, so the Gemara that's saying you chayiv two is only what? If you have kavana to use the wood and help the tree. But if you only have kavana to use the wood and not to help the tree, only chayiv one. That's what Kirsch has made his opinion abundantly clear. Does anyone want to agree or disagree with him, Harav Bienenfeld?
It doesn't matter. Your kavana, as long as the tree's growing, it doesn't matter what you want. It's growing then. So the end process, the tree's going to be bigger because of it.
That's called what?
Secretion.
Oh. So the both Bienenfelds here, Bienenfeld Incorporated, say that it shouldn't matter. Because bottom line is, it's a psik ratio. Right? It's a psik ratio. So it's a psik ratio that's going to, so who cares what your kavan is? Bienenfeld and Bienenfeld say it's a psik ratio. So who cares whether you had kavan or you didn't have kavan for the growth of the tree? It's a psik ratio. Kirsch, do you accept what they say? Do you want to be kozerbot or do you want to hold your ground? Kirsch holds his ground. Kirsch holds his ground. Well, why do you hold your ground?
Because you're going to do mutter, and then fine, you did something that caused him to be, you know, that would be awesome. But here you already hire for you want the wood. So since it might not be the class case.
Kevin?
I think it would necessarily be because not all trees are compatible with the tree. If you take too much off and you cut up the wrong ones, it'd be detrimental. It's not always good to clean because the outgrowth is already.
Yeah, but the Gemara is assuming it is. In other words, the Matzis and the Gemara, you can't, we're not here to question. Because if what you're saying is true, then we wouldn't say Chayiv Shtayim. We'd say he only Chayiv one, and the other one is only Misafik. The Gemara says Chayiv Shtayim. It means if you shogeg, you'd bring two korbanos. So if it's a Safik, we wouldn't allow you to bring two korbanos. It would be a Shayla to bring Chula Lazara, which we are Chayiv them. So the Matzis is a given that it's going to help the tree. The whole question is, do you have to have that kavana? Whereas when the Gemara says, "Hazomer tzarich le'etzim chayv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer, achas mishum noteya," is that only if you had kavana for this or even not?
You had this machlokes the other shir with Rabbi Rejoicing.
Right. Or Zeruah. And the Gemara in Menachos. Baruch, you always have what to say on these inyanim.
But you could defend Kirsch and say that maybe it's not a situation because nothing's happening right away.
I mean, maybe the situation is only when something happens right away. Where did we see that, Sparuk? Maral Miprag. You're saying like the Maral Miprag? Because Maral Miprag said, what did Maral Miprag say last week? We're gonna have him again. I was so excited about the Maral Miprag, I put him again in the packet. Because I want to revisit the Maral Miprag. You can wash your hands on the grass. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. But Maral Miprag was tomorrow. When you're the Maral Miprag, you can also say against the Shulchan Aruch.
It's not
against Shach. It's just against Shulchan Aruch. I'm telling you, Shulchan Aruch, you should know, was a very controversial sefer, you should know. Today, you know, that's orthodoxy, Shulchan Aruch. But, you know, Shulchan Aruch was like one of the most controversial svarim. People were upset, you know, why are you writing a Shulchan Aruch? Like, we should still have an open discussion based on Shas and Poskim. Why is Rabbi Yosef Karo, like, codifying things and putting, like, an end to debate or something like that? So it was a whole, took years that is before. I'm sure you could write a whole doctorate on the. I'm sure maybe someone did already. You got to check on the whole debate of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, Shulchan Aruch is not. So the Maral Miprag said it went against the Shulchan Aruch. He said that psikreisha is only when you pull the chair and right away there's a furrow. When something happens right away, that's a psikreisha. But if it only can happen later, since Shulchan Aruch says you can't wash your hands on the grass, even though you don't have kavana to wet the grass, but it's a psik ratio. Maral Miprag says no, it's totally mutter to wash your hands on the grass. Why? Because because this malach is not happening right now. It's only happening later. So one second. So the Bienenfelds are saying that even if you didn't have kavana, it's for the betterment of the tree, you still chayv was a psigration. Kirsch says no, you have to have kavana, right? And Baruch Rothman Shlita explains Kirsch based on the svara of the Maral, that even though it's a psigration, but it's not something that happens right away. So it doesn't happen right away, you're not chayv. I'm not clear on what you're trying to articulate. Please articulate again. It's like on the phone, you know, I don't hear you. So.
Only when you do one action, the second action is automatic.
No, me.
But here, it's not, you have two actions, it's one action. So
you're taking away the wood is one action, and you're making it grow is two actions.
You're establishing for that action, if you just say, if you don't start with Yisrael.
Why is that any different than cutting off the chicken's head? You're taking the head off and you're killing. Those are two separate things. So we're saying it's a psigration. So Baruch, are you happy with what you said? It's a plausible way of explaining Kirsch.
Right.
As if we want, we can just dismiss Kirsch.
I don't want to dismiss
Kirsch. I don't, yeah. And Ben Goldstein is like staying out of this one. He's had enough. He's staying out of this one.
Why can you say based on Kirsch is the method's not Shabbat? You have to have Shabbat to do something. But Shabbat, Kavanah's not.
No, but psikresha normally means that it's ilu yom echadim. Let's see Rashi. What did Rashi say? Zomer lahatzmiach hagefer, the tzarech le'etim lahasakar. Zomer, you see Rashi. Zomer, does Rashi say like Kirsch or like the Bienenfels? Who does Rashi say like? It's very nice Kirsch and Bienenfels. But who does Rashi say like? Is Rashi like Kirsch or like Bienenfels? Like, so Professor Bienenfels here said that Rashi is like Kirsch. Let's look at Rashi. Zomer says Rashi. Where's Rashi? Lahatzmiya Chagefen. Baruch. You see that Rashi? Zomer what? Lahatzmiya Chagefen. So what does that mean? That the case in the Gemara is your zomer with the kavada latzmiach hagefen. Because if you just being zomer stam, he wouldn't say latzmiach hagefen. Latzmiach hagefen probably must mean your kavana, or else what does he mean by latzmiach hagefen? So then, so memela, it's seemingly that Rashi is like Kirsch. Rashi is like Kirsch. Let's see the Rambam on page 2. We are going to come back to page 1, which we didn't do yet. Says the Rambam, Perkes Halacha Beis, Hazareya Kol Shehu Chayev. Hazomer Te'ilin Kidei SheYitzmach Hareza Me'en Zareya. Who's Rambam like? Is he like the bean and sales? Or is he like Kirsch? Also like Kirsch. Right? It's also like Kirsch, because the Rambam says Beferish, it's only what? Kidei SheYitzmach. But if it wouldn't be Kidei SheYitzmach, you wouldn't just say Tzik Reisha. It's only Kidei SheYitzmach. So I would call this 2-0. But as the baseball fans know, just because you're winning 2-0 doesn't mean that you're going to win. Right? Just because you're winning 2-0 doesn't mean, right? Huh? Yeah. 2-0. Right? 2 Beferish Rishonim. So should we just dismiss the Bienenfelds? Or there's hope for them? The big packet. Actually, it's not such a big packet, but no. Yeah.
Zomer, I get what Zomer is. Zomer, I agree, it's not. Zomer, it might not be, evident why you're doing the law. Cutting the branches or for benefit. Maybe that's why we do come out of these things. It's just explaining why you're doing
it's not as evident. Maybe. Take a look on page 3 in the packet. So, Beis Amud Beis. Beis Amud Beis. Chayev Stein. Kasa Rabba Dovizu Basadim Yondach Zomer Lo Domi Klal Lenoteya. How we can't chayiv mishum notei the kashrut of Yosef. The feel ainu miskavin l'smoach. Listen to this line. The feel ainu miskavin l'smoach. Beinatos. The feel ainu miskavin l'smoach. Chayevin kevin devadai mitzamcha machmas azimur chayiv mishum notei. Who's that like? The Beinatos finally get someone. Right. Tosis says beferish that the din of zomer v'tzarich le'etzim is even what? If you didn't have kavana. But the mere fact that it's happening is sufficient. So it comes down to Machlokes Rishonim. You have Rashi and the Rambam on one hand. You have Rashi and the Rambam on one hand. And you have Tosis and Moed Katan on the other hand. Rashi and the Rambam both say that that what? That you have to have Kavana. You have to have Kavana. And Tosis says even without Kavana. Oh. So, and what's the svara? So Tosfos' svara is obvious, like the Bienenfeld said, it's a psik ratio. What about the svara of who? Rashi and Rambam. So Baruch said a svara. This Svara of Baruch is to be found on page 5 in the Sefer Rosh Yosef. Who wrote the Rosh Yosef? Who wrote the Rosh Yosef? Who? Who was he? What else did he write of repute? The Prima Gadim. Right? Marina of Yosef Tum Zatzal Baal Pri Magadim. Right? So he wrote a sefer on Shas. So take a look on the bottom left hand corner. Amar of Kahana. Zomer Vitzarech Le'etzim Chayiv Shtayim. Perish Rashi Zal. Zomer Latzmiach HaGefen. Mashma Lechora Bekavanoso Tal Yemilsa. It's only if you have kavana. The melechas machsheves asra Torah. The lohava psik reshe kevin de'ein ha-melocha ba'a miyad. Kemochotech rosh achai. Da'ava miyad natilis neshama. Ma'ashe ein ken kan v'hovein zeh. Period. So the Rosh Yosef says the same thing as Baruch. Right. So, okay, right? In other words, that since it's not happening in the yad, you don't... secretion. So I was wondering, is he really saying the same thing as the Maral? But you know what I try to do? You know what I try to do? I tried to go in Simen Shin Lamed Vav. That's a Simen where it says that you shouldn't wash your hands on the grass. And it says it refers to the Shulchan Aruch to see if the Prima Gadim over there made any comment. It wasn't clear that he, because the Lachor he should argue there in Shulchan Aruch, and that didn't in Shulchan Aruch. Well, unless he's saying he's just saying it to explain Rashi, but he's not paskening that way. Let me ask you a question. Could you differentiate between this case and the Maral's case? Or any difference you'll make is just trivial and really not significant? In other words, would you go ahead and say, based on this Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim would permit you to wash your hands on the grass, or no? You hear my question? But you said it's the same as the Maral, and maybe you're right. I just want to know, is it mukach like that, or could you... Right. In other words, the Maral says both. The question is, would he say both? In other words, is it possible to say he only said his din by the Zomer case and not by the Tilas Yadayim case? Again, so you think that what? Zomer? Kal v'chomer. And Madach, it's mutter over there if you don't have kavana, so it's over here. See, then it should come out, if what we're saying is true, then all these Rishonim who say Rashi and the Rambam would argue with those Rishonim who asked her to wash your hands on the. Because who were the Rishonim that asked it? It was the Sefer Truma who said it, right?
Yerayim.
And or Zeruah. So maybe those Rishonim are arguing on Rashi and Rambam. What? Unless you give another Svarah to Rashi and Rambam. But Baruch Svarah is such a good one, why would we want to give a different? And the Prima Gondim agrees with him. Let's see, where did the Maral get his Svara from? Okay, right? So it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we'll start talking about today, and there's Hashem, I don't know if we'll finish today, but still a lot to talk about. Let's see, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin called Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. So Chazye Elohu Gavra, he was a man to have a Kasach Bekarmi. Kasach, Rashi says, Zomer Kerem. He was pruning a vine of the grapes. Amar Lahen Kohen the Zomer. That this guy, now when was this happening? On Shemitah year, right? On the Shemitah year, there was this guy, somebody saw a fellow who happened to be a Kohen also. He was a Kohen, and he was pruning a vineyard on Shemitah. Chazya Lugavis. They saw somebody to have a kasach b'karmi. He was pruning a vineyard. So Amar Lahen, Kohen v'zomer. He's a Kohen. And why did they play up the fact that he's a Kohen? That the Gemara is going to discuss later. It really shouldn't be irrelevant. So what, he's a Kohen. Yisrael also came to Malacha. Okay. These guys are Kohen v'zomer. He's a Kohen who prunes. He's a Kohen who prunes on the Shemitah year. Terrible. So Amalei, so one of the rabbis said to the other, maybe he's not such a bad person after all. Yochel Lomar La'akel Beis Chabad Anitzarech. Maybe he's only doing it not to improve the tree, but rather what? He's doing it to what? Because he needs the wood for the wine or olive press. La'akel, to get wood for the Beis Chabad. So he needs a piece of wood for that. See, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the ground to improve the ground. But who's saying he's improving the ground? So So Amar Lahem, so he said, one said back to the other, Halev Yodeya, the heart knows, this is a play of words, Im La'akel, Im La'alkalkalos. Or the heart, he really knows whether what his intention was. Is it La'akel, if he used it for the Beis Abad, or La'alkalkalos, he's playing on the same word. Al-Kalkalos means for subversity, to doing something crooked. Makulko, Al-Kalko, crooked. But God knows whether he's really doing it to improve the tree, or maybe you could say maybe he's doing it to not to the improvement of the tree. But God knows if it's la'akel for the Beis Habad, or for akalkalos, means for some improper thing, namely to improve the tree. Kalev Yodeya in la'akel, in la'akalkalos. So the question that has to be asked, Rabbi Usai, is what? So what? In other words, the Gemara's mashma that if he does it because he wants to use it for the Beis Habad, then he's not to be faulted. He's only to be faulted if he's doing it to improve the tree. But the question is if Zomer Tzarek Leitzim is a secretion that you can improve the tree, right? So what's the head there? Well, why did he get off the hook if you say that it's what? Lachel Beis Habad. It's Zomer Tzarek Leitzim. If it's an automatic thing, then what's the head there? Right? But if you say, like Rashi and the Rambam, that you have to have Kavanah, so then this Gemara works out very well. Right? If you say like Rashi and the Rambam, the Zomer Tzarek Leitzim is only Chai because he had Kavanah to help the tree. So here, if he had Kavanah and didn't have Kavanah to help the tree, but Kavanah just to use the wood for the Beis Habad, then it's fine. But if you say, like the Bienenfels, like the holy Bienenfels, that you don't need Kavana, that you chayv right away, so then what's pshat in this Gemara? So who asked this kasha? Tosfos asked this kasha. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and Chavod Amud Aleph. La'akel beis habad ani tzarech v'koshe de mikol mokom ma bekach mikol mokom hava mashpiach hakerem. Who cares that he's what? He doesn't have kavana to be mashpiach the keren, and he just has kavana to la'akel beis habad. But the bottom line is he is being mashpiach the keren.
So
So Baruch, would you agree with me that this tosis is lishitoso with a tosis in Noah Cotton? Because according to Rashi and the Rambam, the question doesn't get off the ground. Right? According to Rashi and the Rambam, the question doesn't get off the ground. Because Rashi and Rambam say you only chayev if you had kavanah to improve. Here you didn't have kavanah to improve. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the question doesn't get off the ground. But tosis, lishitoso, I mean, it's hard to say tosis, lishitoso, it's a different balitosis. But working along the lines of tosis and my cotton, it works very well. The kasha. So what's the answer? Yesh lomar, the ovid lay, but also inyan, the vade kasha lay. The lekel chayv mishum notea. In other words, he's doing it in a way where I guess there are different ways of pruning a tree. So it's possible to prune a tree in a way that it's not going to help the tree. It might even be to the detriment of the tree. I don't know, I'm not a farmer, so I can't tell you how to do that. But there's, in other words, so suppose make an ukimta. Why did they have a problem with him? Well, yeah, they weren't farmers either. They thought he was doing something wrong. So the only question was, the rabbis seemed to say that if he'd had lakal based about it, would have been okay. If not, not.
If it's kosher for the karka, then it's mutter. So that's what it's talking about, that it was kosher for the karka. And that's, but in a chanami, if it wouldn't have been kosher for the karka, then it would have been a chayim. Even without kavana, because that's tosus lishitosu. Yeah, Ellie. Right. I don't know, yeah, how's long. Have to check. Now let's look at the morale. We never really did the whole morale inside. Okay, Mark? Let's do the morale inside. Let's look on page. What page? 6. Hazomer v'sarach leitzim kosher. Tavperk zaborak omar chazilahu gaver dikakosik v'zomer. Amar layochel omar lakal beisabadin tzorich. Avol gav dochem b'chayim yishim noteya. Hosom shayni kevin dol mchavin rak lakal beisabad. Avilini netiya dovashayim miskavin. Umuta. Lohavi zep sikreshe b'milsa delonase miyad. Well, can I be shemchavin l'natia? We came shemchavin l'natia chayev. Kachira. So it was basically he. If he's there near the muta lurchot the other begin the b'shabbos.
In other words, he has the same kashas Tosfos, right? Right? Isn't the Maral and Tosfos both asking the same kasha? I mean, the Maral is in Shabbos, and he's asking on the Gemara and Shabbos from the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Tosfos is in Sanhedrin. So he's asking from the Gemara and Sanhedrin onto the Gemara in Shabbos. But they're both asking the same question. So how can the Gemara say that if it's Lakel Beis Abad, he's okay? So Tosfos gives an answer that's talking about when it's the case of Lakel Beis Abad is also bad for the tree. But in the Chanan, it would be good for the tree, it would be chai. And the Maral is saying a different shot. The Maral is saying that, no, this is good for the answer. That if it's Lakel Beis Abad, then he's not mechaving for the Natiya. Atzu Psik Reishi, but it's not Bal Miyad, so it's Mutter. That's where he got it from. In other words, the Maral Miprag said this to Fa'emfer Tosfos' Kasha. In other words, so basically, it's interesting that he doesn't even point out that Tosfos asked the same Kasha he's asking. Bar Kohen Denachron is going to say a teretz to the same Kasha Rishon's asking. So he'll say, well, Tosfos said this, but I want to say differently. Okay. But here he doesn't even point out that his Kasha is already asked from Tosfos, right? Harav Tzvi? Yeah, but that's not a problem because it's Shemitah, it's not Shabbos. So he needs the Eitzim, so Shemitah is the only problem of improving the Karka. So here he's locked up by Sabbat, he's not interested in improving the Karka. That's a Psik Reshe. Doesn't matter. So Tosfos says, well, it's not a Psik Reshe because he's doing it in a way that it's not going to improve the Karka. Haraveli Kol.
Why does the Maral limit it to the Shabbos then? It should also apply to Shemitah.
Okay, and maybe so who says it doesn't?
He says over here, he says the Shabbos, not the Shabbos. Sounds like he's saying it only by Shabbos. You would say it's in a previous day that the Shabbos is not the Shabbos.
So, okay, so maybe that's so. Who says he's not saying that? Well, yeah, right. Yeah, Baruch, what were you going to say? How it fits in Shabbos, right? Now let me answer Zobarach. Now getting back to the question, is the Prima Godim in the Rosh Yosef and the Maral one Shita or no? Or could we be Mechalik between the Zomer case? Well, according to the Rashi and the Rambam, you only chayv the Zomer if it's Kavanah L'Hatzmiach. So would you say the same thing So the Maral says, so therefore, who are then you're allowed to wash your hands on the grass. Well, does the Rambam? Who said? If you're watering the grass to water the grass, then everyone agrees you can't. So the question is, would the Rambam say, this din in the Shulchan Aruch from the Sefer Truma, that you're not allowed to do the Pilas Yadayim? Right? We saw in Sin Shin Lamed Vav, quoted. Based on the Sefer Truma, Yireyim, or Zeruah, would the Rambam and Rashi subscribe to it? Well, could you be mechalim? Well, there's nothing wrong. You can tell me in the Chanami. Maybe the Rashi and Rambam would say it's totally mutter. And then the Shulchan Aruch is just paskening like other Rishonim. Or could you say that Rashi and Rambam would be moda that to the yeah. Where was the water in case? What are you saying, Zomer? In other words, they would only mark it by the Zomer case, but not by the washing case. Why? And the washing case? Well, when nothing spread, when the grass. Both cases, it didn't happen right away. He mechayev right away because it's going to help the growth. Water in the grass, but in fact, there's water. Now the soil is going to have more nutrients, and those nutrients are going to be sucked into the plant. Really? So what are you trying to say? My question, here what I want to know in life, I just want to know, would the Rashi and the Rambam permit washing your hands for the Tios Yadayim purposes on the grass and Shabbos?
Right, they would say that doesn't matter if you have to wash your hands. Even if you don't have, you're not
having
to do...
Still Yichayim. Why? Why is that different than the Zomer case?
Because in that case, there's something it accomplishes something right away. When you're like by the Zomer,
you say Zomer is not happening miyad, but this is called miyad.
They're not the same. They're not part of the same process. Like, there's two separate things that are coming out of the Zomer.
Yeah.
Process, which is continuous. It's a continuing process. And, like,
Okay, think about it. Yeah, Albert? The Rosh Yosef was the one who explained how come Rashi and the Rambam and Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim say you only chayv mishum noteya if you have kavana that the tree should grow better now. But if you were just tzarech le'etzim and you didn't have kavana to improve the tree, you wouldn't be chayv. Whereas Tosfos Mor Katan says you would be chayv. Who? Because Rashi didn't say it out totally before. She said, Latzmicha Geffen. So what does Latzmicha Geffen mean? Rashi doesn't use the word Kavanos. If Rashi would have said the word Kavanos or Latzmicha Geffen, he wouldn't have said Lechora. Rashi just says Latzmicha Geffen. So what does Latzmicha Geffen mean? It means Kavanos or Latzmicha Geffen. Huh? Yeah, but Hazomer means on the person is Zomer. So it means the person is Zomer, Latzmicha Geffen. Hazomer is speaking from the perspective of the human being. So that means Latzmicha Geffen is also going on the perspective of the human being. So what does it mean? It means that that was his Kavanah. No, Revarach. I think maybe in a Hanami, maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, Rosh Yosef is saying the same thing as the Maral. The only question is that in the Prima Gadim he should point that out in the Din and Shulchan Aruch. Unless he's saying in the Rosh Yosef is not meaning to Paskin, he's just meaning to explain Shita's Rashi. But it comes out according to this, it's not just a heter of the Maral, you know, this thing. It's Rashi and the Rambam. I think it could be true. The question is, what Eli Cole was trying to say, I think, is, I think even Rabbi Berger was saying something similar, that it's more miyad when you pour water on the grass than when you prune. It's more direct, and therefore that's called more miyad, and maybe even though the morale permitted that, doesn't mean that, according to Rosh Yosef, Rambam and Rashi would permit washing your hands. But I'm not sure. My Natiya would probably be that he would permit it. What do you say? Gabby what? Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't. Shulchan Aruch says you can't do it. The Rambam is saying maybe we permit it if you're kavanas for netilas yadayim, not for watering the grass. That's what I'm saying. Unless you can make some type of distinction. Now, if you take a look at the Eglei Tal on page 4, he also discusses this issue. Azomer v'tzarech le'etzim. Kein akotzer l'shachas k'shirotzo m'tamachas oso m'gadol oso. Kolka yotzi v'en b'yirokos v'chozim v'deilim chay m'shem kotzer m'shem noteya. Afilu einu l'chavin l'atzmiach sh'arei b'vadai yatzmiach. Now who's the Egg Leital like? Like the Bienenfels. So Kirsch, it's 2-0. Kirsch, you were winning by 2-0, and now it's 2-2 because we had the Tosus and Moid Carton, and now we're having this Egg Leital. You see, Baruch, the Egg Leital on page 4 says the Feirish. Afilu einu mechavin latzmiach, sherei bevada yatzmiach. And then in the Egg Leital on the side, the Chaf Aleph, on the right side, Fidu Mechamez Zehu Divrei Tosus Moikarten. That's that Tosus we saw. Zehu Sano, Fidu Mechamez Asmir, Kevin Nevada Mitzamech of Mahmoud Zim, Mechayed Mishim Noteya. A Stam Kamar of Kana Fidu Kishav Lita, Adkan Lashono. Okay. Okay, now the Egg Leital wants to say a svar here. And he says, it's based on the Ran at the end of Perek Habona. End of Perek Habona. Look first in the Gemara, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Last word of the line is Kosev. Kosev ochtachas potter. So in other words, on Shabbos, you only chayiv if you write two letters, right? If you only write one letter, then you're potter, right? Kosev ochtachas potter. The higia osachas chayiv. But if you did something to one. Higia means, you normally means like you correct. You correct a letter, you're chayav. So the question is, what do you mean? If I write one letter, I'm potter, but if I correct the letter, I'm chayav, even if it's one letter, that makes no sense. Because madoch, if I write the whole letter, I'm potter. So if I correct it, I do something, I tamper with it, I'm going to be chayav. It makes no sense. It's only one letter. If I mamish write it, yesh meyayin, I'm going to be potter. So if I just correct it, certainly I should be potter. So why, if you correct the letter, you chayiv? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshet Tachem Ma'eskinen Kigon Shenot Lo Lagagol Shalches Baso Shnei Zayin." What you did was it was an osches. So if you erase where the top part of the ches, you make two zayins, and say you wanted, you needed two zayins to be written there. So then that's what exactly. So you make a space within the ches. You divide it into a ches. You divide it in half. It becomes two zayins. So it comes out from the Gemara that if you take a ches and you erase the middle part, so it's like you wrote two letters. Because now you created two Zions. Now, normally, writing in halacha, there are two types of ways you could write, direct and indirect. Say, for example, I take a pen and I write a letter. So that's direct writing. Right? Indirect would be, say there's some ink fell on paper and it dried up. And I take a razor and I take away some of the ink, so now it forms a dalet or a zayin or whatever. So normally, we have the two types of writing, direct and indirect. Chok tochos is called direct writing. And that's how you have to write a Sefer Torah. Direct. Chok yerechos means indirect writing. So when you're writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, you have to write directly, not indirectly. So the question over here is, to be chayev on Shabbos, at first glance, you see from this Gemara that even indirect Sivas Chayiv, because you didn't write the Zion on Shabbos, you just erased a little and Mimele it became two Zions. So that's indirect writing. That's called Koch Tochos. That's indirect writing. So at first glance, you see from this Gemara that indirect writing is what? For a purpose of being Chayiv on Shabbos is what? It's Chayiv. So let's take a look at the Ran. At the end of Perek Habona. Page 74 in the round. Garcini. See what it says Garcinum? Garcinum, Gemara, Tana. Higia Osachas Chayav. Hashtag Kosov Osachas Potter. Higia Osachas Chayav. I'm not sure. She's talking my skin on. Kigon, she's not long gaggle. Shokas, Vaso, Shne Zainin. Rava Omar, Gigon Shinotlo, Lagagol, Shaldalid, Vasahu Resh. Okay, that's in this one case. The cost of the Chidushe Rashba. Timhoshamin, Kaigadno, Lomikri Chak Tokos. That this is not called indirect writing. Indirect writing really is like if you have a blog of ink and then your mamish carve it out indirectly, that's indirect. But here, you're just putting a little divider between the two parts of the ches, and that's considered good writing. Harayi yichayiv and Shabbos. She'enu al kemafid ben shnei osiyos dvukos. She'enu al kidyos shenofal al gabios. But the Ran says no. The Eini Kan Raya, the Lagabi Shabbos Lekik, in other words, maybe in Ochanami it is considered indirect writing. And if you would have a Sefer Torah where it's supposed to have two Zions, and you wrote a Ches, and you want to correct it by just removing, that wouldn't be good. That's not Sefer. Asa Wayichayev says Shabbos is different. The Gabi Shabbos like to pay the Menchot Tokos Chokhi Rechos. The Cholhecha to have him Melechas Machshevs Mechayev. Because on Shabbos, whenever it's Melechas Machshevs, Yechayev. Meaning, you want to create a certain result. You want to have two Zions created. So even though you didn't do a proper Maisa Ksiva, you did it indirectly, but on Shabbos, if your Ratzon is Mekuyam through any type of action, that's going to be Chayim. Even if it's not considered proper Ksiva, Lagabi other areas of Halacha. And therefore, in Ochanami, this is indirect Ksiva, and if you'd be writing a Sefer Torah like this, you wouldn't be proper Sefer Torah to take a Ches and make it into two Zayins. But Lagabi Shabbos, Lagabi the Chil Shabbos, since it's Melechas Machshevas, that your Machshava was Mekuyam, then you're Chayim. Okay. Oh, so says the Eglei Tal. What does that have to do with our sugya? He wants to compare. The Lav Divrei HaTosfos, back to the Eglei Tal on page 4. The Lav Divrei HaTosfos, and not the Divrei HaTosfos that says that Yechayev Mishum Zomer Mishum Noteya right away, automatically. He loved the Vietosis, he's the old male, the Mashikos of Aran, so Perakabone, Mashikos of Rashba, the Choktokos, the Potter, the Shabbos. Doch Aran, the Shabbos, Melechus Machsheves, Osro Toiro, the Kavish of Machshavoso, Sheyasa, Oschayev, he's a Yeshloma, Zomel, Inyan Zriya, Domel, the Choktokos, the Gabik Siva. Rachmishum Machshavoso, Latsmicha Chayaki de Veran. He's saying like this, that Zomer is called Noteya, it's an indirect Noteya. So it's similar in the Malach of Ksiva of making two Zions by dividing a Ches into two. Both are indirect ways of that respective Malach. Zmira is in the direct way of Noteya. And what? And erasing the middle of the Ches is an indirect way of Ksiva. So what's the pshat? So you say Yeshua. But what's, so why, it's indirect, so why Yechayev? So the Ran said Yechayev because that was your Machshava. Your Machshava made it, your Machshava was to make two Zions. So even though you did it in an indirect way, Yechayev. So same thing over here. Zomer Tzorach Leitzim, what's, you did it in an indirect way. You did it in an indirect way. So the only reason you're going to be Chayev, you're Chayev because after you have the Machshava. So he's saying a different word here. And this is going to, in other words, this is against the Prima Gadim, but he's saying like this, that the reason why, in other words, he wants to argue on Tosfos. He wants to say, like the Rashi and the Rambam, that you have Kavanah. Right? But he's saying for a different reason. The reason why you need Kavanah by Zomer is not because, like the Prima Gadim says, it's not miyad, but rather what? It's indirect. It's indirect. In other words, as a result of you taking away the weeds, so now it's going to have more nourishment and mamela, it's going to grow. But it's an indirect type of growth. Now, if the Egle Tal's shot is correct, so then what? So then the Rashi and the Rambam would not permit to put water on the grass, because that's direct. So it would be a big nafkinina, whose pshat in the Rashi and the Rambam is correct? Is the Egle Tal's pshat correct? Or is it the Prima Gadim's pshat, the Rosh Yosef's pshat correct? But they both want to say that Zomer, against Tosis and Moy Cotton, that Zomer Tzorech Leisim needs Kavana. So if they both want to say that Zomer Tzorech Leisim needs Kavana, so then... why? So Prima Gadim said needs Kavana because it's not called tree creation, but it's not miyad. So then that'd be the case, maybe he would agree to the Maral Miprad that you can water your hands on the grass. But if you say, like the Egle Tal, the reason why you need Kavana is because it's like a chak tochos, it's an indirect. So indirect Siva is only chayiv because you wanted to make the two zayin. So indirect Zri is also chayiv only if you want to do it. But that would mean only you need kavana only if it's indirect. But if it's direct, right, like watering, then it shouldn't matter whether you had kavana or not. So what do you think is more pshat in the Rashi and the Rambam? What the Egle Tal is saying or what the Rosh Yosef is saying? Well, big nafkamina, right? Part of the nafkamina between the Rosh Yosef and the Egle Tal is what's the din of washing your hands on the grass. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch has, he should have, the Prima Gadim. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch held. The custom. What do you say, Rosa? Right. Right. But what do you think is the more correct shot and why Rashi and the Rambam in those Rishonim? Why they held that you have to have Kavana? Is it they wanted to have Kavana because it's not Bambiyad or because it's an indirect thing? So... well... which one? Zomer, because you're not doing something positive to help it grow. You're just taking away negative. Well, once there's negative, so then there's less... you don't have to share the nutrients of the tree on something that's no good anyway. So might as well get that no good part away. And mainly, all the nutrients will go for the good thing. And mainly, the tree will grow better. That's indirect, as opposed to putting water on, which is a direct. Say. Okay, maybe the pattern comparison is good, maybe it's not good, but the svara that he's saying is that something that's indirect, you need to malachas machshavas, that makes it into the malacha. Yeah, Albert? Is it what? Why? By pouring, it's right. Right. Oh. But the morale says it's not, that's not called right away. It's time you can ask a question on the morale. Right. Maybe that's called right away. It could be the Rosh Yosef only permitted it in the, you know, similar to what the Aglai Tal is saying. Right, okay, yeah. Okay, to be continued, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.